Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, March 20th.
If we invented in America, it should be made in America.
President Joe Biden has announced one of the biggest federal investments in U.S. semiconductor chip manufacturing. It's an $8.5 billion grant to tech giant Intel. The funding for several new manufacturing projects will take place in Arizona, where Biden campaigned today, and 3 other states. The U.S. makes only about 10% of the world's semiconductor chips, which are components that power smartphones, computers, cars, and home appliances. But a new law aims to boost manufacturing in the U.S., instead of relying on other countries such as China. It'll take years for new manufacturing projects to become operational. And there are already some environmental concerns about whether there's enough water in Arizona to support the needs of chip making into the future.
Even hardliners are agreeing, seems to be 15 weeks, seems to be a number that people are agreeing at, but I'll make that announcement at the appropriate time.
That's former President Donald Trump on the radio show Sit and Friends in the morning. He once again signaled support for a 15-week abortion ban, with some exceptions. The presumptive Republican nominee for president has been reluctant to establish a clear position on abortion, but said he would make a more formal announcement, quote, at the appropriate time. Trump has previously given mixed messages on this issue, at one point calling 6-week state abortion bans too harsh, while touting his role in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. 2 more former Mississippi law enforcement officers have been sentenced for torturing 2 black men. The 6 white men pleaded guilty in August for the attack last January. And today, a judge sentenced former sheriff's deputy Christian Deadman to 40 years in prison and former officer Daniel Opdyke to more than 17 years. The victims, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, alleging the former officers came into the home they were in illegally and physically and sexually assaulted them for nearly 2 hours. One of the deputies eventually put a gun in Jenkins' mouth and shot him. Federal prosecutors say some of the officers were part of the self-named Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it. Dozens of U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Haiti as the country remains paralyzed by escalating gang violence and political instability. A deputy spokesperson for the U.S. State Department called the situation, quote, fluid, and said the agency will continue helping U.S. citizens looking to leave Haiti. Florida Director of Emergency Management Kevin Guthrie said nearly 350 people have asked the state to help them get out. Florida was hoping to fly them out today, but the situation on the ground is unpredictable. Sunrise Airways in Haiti has said it will operate limited special flights to Miami starting next Monday. Up next, did someone try to access Princess Kate's medical records? Hey, welcome back. The United Kingdom's data watchdog group is looking into reports that a hospital staff member tried to access the Princess of Wales's private medical records. Princess Kate stayed at the London Clinic Hospital for 13 nights in January after a planned abdominal surgery. Here's CNN's Max Foster.
It's a private hospital, very high end. They treat lots of royals. Confidentiality is extremely important. The princess has been told about it. They've been very careful about keeping her medical details private, and they haven't told anyone what this surgery was for. But there's no evidence that there has been a leak, but it does appear that there was an actual breach in the hospital.
The hospital's chief executive has said they are looking into what happened, and in the case of a breach, said all appropriate steps would be taken. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.